Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Every fall, there can be some situations where there can be the potential to graze alfalfa. In some cases, the alfalfa may not have been big enough to warrant haying, or maybe you have an alfalfa field that is adjacent to some corn stalks. A side benefit is that grazing alfalfa in late fall or winter can reduce alfalfa weevil infestations by removing stems and plant parts that serve as a wintering site or a spring-laying site for weevil eggs. Even through late October and into November, alfalfa is still quite green despite several nights with low temperatures in the 20s. There may be some wilting and yellowing, especially on the tops, but most leaves are still attached to the plant stems. The real question often being asked is, can I be sure my cows won't bloat if they graze my alfalfa? To be quite honest, you can never be 100% certain that alfalfa won't cause bloat. Bloat occurs in ruminant livestock when gas produced during fermentation becomes trapped inside the rumen. Bloat risk is much lower a week after a hard freeze that causes wilting, but always use good management methods to further reduce the risk. Make sure cows are full before turning out to alfalfa. Also, wait until midday after frost or dew is gone before turning out. One can also provide other dry, palatable feeds or even bloat retardants, and keep a close eye on them for the first couple of days. Alfalfa can be grazed safely, just be careful and realistic. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I am Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.